Welcome back to our State of Opportunity special from Michigan Radio, When Neighbors Say More Than Hello. I'm Cynthia Canty. In Leelanau County, there's a group of over 350 seniors who help each other out. The organization is called Share Care of Leelanau. The goal is to keep seniors in their own homes. Volunteers help their neighbors with day-to-day things like fall yard pickup or rides to appointments. Morgan Springer of Interlochen Public Radio went along for one of those rides.
Nancy Hunter is 77 years old, and she lives in Leland with her husband. Today, she's picking up Margaret Skiba, who lives about 10 minutes away. Margaret has an appointment in Traverse City to get her hair washed and set.
Oh, look at that. Look what I got.
I know. You knew I bought that.
As she gets into the car, Margaret spots a sweet roll on the passenger seat.
Well, God love you. Is that really for me?
It is for you.
Woo! Okay. Hubba, hubba.
Margaret is 92 years old. She's lived in Leelanau County most of her life, and her kids live nearby. She says she does not drive anymore because her kids asked her not to.
It kind of hurt me because, you know, now I have to depend on somebody to take me where I want to go.
Margaret says not being able to drive has been the hardest part about getting older, but she's not completely stuck at home. Nancy is what ShareCare calls the driver of the day.
If you're driver of the day, you leave yourself open for anything that needs to be done.
When ShareCare first set Nancy up with Margaret 2 years ago, Nancy says they hit it off right away, talking the entire ride. Now they make sure ShareCare arranges it so Nancy drives Margaret whenever she can.
You know, you do get to the point where it's more than just driving. You want to be sure they're okay and that they're not sick and they're not in the hospital. And because if they were, then you'd want to do more.
I was a little girl, and we had to walk 5.5 miles to school one way, which was 11 miles a day.
That's Margaret. Nancy says they often talk about the past on their rides.
And I'll tell you, you didn't do no frogging around. You had to really run and walk fast.
Nancy asks a lot of questions and listens closely. Today, she asks Margaret how she met her husband.
Hubba, hubba. He was engaged to my sister.
Oh. Margaret. Did you take him away from
her? No, she left him. And he said, boy, that was the best thing that could have ever happened.
Margaret and Nancy laugh a lot, and they're affectionate. Margaret often reaches across the middle of the car for Nancy's arm as they talk, especially when they're laughing.
Hi there. How are
you? How are you?
They arrive at Murrah's Hair Care in Traverse City. The salon is simple, no fuss. Nancy hangs out for a few minutes, takes Margaret's coat, then leaves.
Okay, so
about an hour or so.
About an hour.
A little better.
Yep. Okay.
Nancy hasn't had to ask for much help from ShareCare yet, but she knows she'll probably need it someday. Right now, she's happy being Margaret's volunteer.
You know, she hasn't lost her zest for life. You know, and I call her and say, how are you feeling today, Margaret? Better than yesterday. So, you know, she keeps a very positive attitude. I mean, that's catching.
And Margaret says she has more time left in her.
I would like to live to see 100. Yeah. But God only knows.
For State of Opportunity, I'm Morgan Springer.
ShareCare's motto is neighbors helping neighbors. Since it began in 1994, ShareCare has built a team of neighbor volunteers, independent contractors, and a registered nurse. Here with us now is Barb Coy. She's one of the founders of ShareCare of Leelanau. And Deb Weatherby. She's the ShareCare office manager. Barb, so many of us visit Leelanau, but give us an idea of what it's like to live there year-round, especially if you're a senior.
The fact that so many people visit Leelanau County is exactly why many of us are here now as retirees. And it's a beautiful area. We enjoyed our summers here with our children and all. Now our children live elsewhere and we're here enjoying the retirement. But we're on a 40-mile-long peninsula. If you look at your hand as the lower peninsula of Michigan, we're that little finger sticking out there with water on all three sides. And the distance from the top of the peninsula down to Traverse City is 40 miles. So as we aged, we began to think what services were available in this rural community, which is mostly orchards and vineyards. And that was what got us to, well, think about our future.
And Deb, I've got to imagine there are such practical challenges in getting home nursing care to people who need it in this very rural setting.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that one of the things that is difficult, too, is transportation. That's one of the biggest issues. If somebody no longer can drive, they can't make it to doctor's appointments or even to get groceries. So even beyond just nursing, there's all kinds of things that we do to help people stay in their homes.
Give us an idea of some of the kinds of services.
Most everything we do with volunteers. Our members volunteer, and we have a handful of non-member volunteers too. But for the most part, it's volunteers, and they can get people to appointments. And it doesn't matter whether it's a hair appointment or an appointment with your oncologist. They're all important for people's health and well-being.
And what I'm gathering, before we talk about the genesis of this all, I'm gathering while these practical things are being done, whether it's the patio furniture being put away or somebody being taken to a hair or a physician's appointment, people are getting to know each other.
Exactly. And that's really important because as we described the community, it is rural and people live down long little roads out to the edge of the water somewhere. And they don't have next door neighbors like in the old days or in the city. They don't have a neighbor or family that are necessarily nearby. So the fact that people get to know each other through an organization of this sort is one way to keep the isolation of seniors, which can be very dangerous, at its lowest level. I can't say that it's all gone, but most of the isolation we look after because we also have our RN and our office who are monitoring people and calling and saying, how are you, and is everything okay, and so forth. So it works very well from that point of view.
Well, give us an idea how you got started and then built momentum to turn ShareCare of Leelanau County into what it is today.
It started with a funny conversation due to the fact that we have a walkie-talkie group that meets every Friday morning, a bunch of women who walk all over the place. On one particular day back in 1991, we had to climb three stories to get to this woman's living room after the walk was over in order to have our coffee. And I said to her, what are you going to do if something happens to hips or your back or something as you're aging? And that started the conversation, and three women invited our husbands to join us in the conversation. What we were wondering as new residents was, full-time residents, was what's available out there? And we found that it was pretty sparse. We studied the issue over a year of dinner meetings once a month and brought our assignments to the next month's meetings. And at the end of that year, we composed a outline of an organization and invited our friends to come and hear it. And out of that meeting, we ended up with a board of about 25 people who were willing and thought the idea was a good one and were willing to work on it.
And kick in some money, right?
Yes, there were 23 of those people couples who contributed $1,000 each as startup money. So we did have seed money. They are the charter members of ShareCare.
As someone is listening to us talk and they hear you describe what you're doing with ShareCare of Leelanau County and thinking, boy, would we like to have that in our community. What does it take? Is it expensive? Is it more just a matter of volunteering?
Well, let me tell you that our expenses last year totaled $165,000 for the office, the overhead, fundraising, everything involved. That's what it was. And that's covering the services to and by and for some 400 people. So we think that we're doing it at a very minimal, very well-managed level. And the management of ShareCare is the members themselves. Part of why people join at a young age, say 65 and 70, where they're healthy and they're not even thinking about those tough days at the end of their lives. The reason they're joining now is because they really do want to volunteer. They really do see the value to helping others in the neighborhood reach the goal of staying in their own homes as long as possible and with as high a quality of life as possible.
Does that money come from donations, from grants? Do people pay to join?
Not grants. The dues are from initiation fees for the membership and an annual dues program.
I think, Barbara, as someone who's seen this grow from those first conversations in 1991, what do you think the most rewarding part of building ShareCare has been for you?
Well, during those early days, I worked with a number of people. This was 20 years ago now, or over 20 years ago. And sadly, a number of them are gone now. But I was able to watch their end-of-life days achieved in their home at the best possible quality. I can think of the person who served as my vice president for a couple of years, and then shortly after we got the organization going, was diagnosed with ALS. And teams of guys went in to help him shower, and teams of people helped him go to bed every evening because his wife couldn't lift him anymore, things of that sort. And they all were happy about doing it. And it was just, if a sad event like that could ever be called a pleasure, it was a pleasure to see the warmth surrounding him in his last days rather than being filled with tubes and being handled by strangers in a hospital. That was our purpose.
Deb Weatherby, how have you seen ShareCare build that sense of neighborhood in Leelanau County?
Well, I think it just builds it from its involvement with each other. And we have social events every year. We have a royal banquet where we celebrate our people who have turned 90 in the last year, or 100. I think our oldest member right now is 104, I think. That's a really special day where we interview the honorees and then have a lovely dinner at a local restaurant. We also have a lot of people attend our annual meeting, and we also host educational workshops and social workshops. So they have a lot of opportunity beyond helping each other with volunteering. They have a lot of opportunity to socialize.
Helping seniors stay in their homes in Leelanau County since 1994. ShareCare of Leelanau County. And we've been speaking with Barb Coy and Deb Weatherby of ShareCare. Thank you so much for sharing your work with us.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
It was fun to talk about it and remember back.